兄姐妹们早安。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
我们今天继续看提摩太前书，我们现在看到第四章。
We're continuing to study the book of 1 Timothy, and now we're going to look at chapter 4.
我们先将今天的经文我们一同读一遍好吗？
Let us read the scripture together.
今天是看提摩太前书第四章第一到第五节。
And today we'll be taking a look at chapter 4, verse 1 to 5.
我们一起先用中文、同声的读，然后之后用英文的同声读。我们英文读的时候我们用的是ESV English Standard Version 来读。
So we'll first read in unison in Chinese, then followed by English, and the scripture is here on the PowerPoint slide.
好，请圣灵明说，在后来的时候，必有人离弃真道，听从那引诱人的邪灵和鬼魔的道理，这是因为说谎之人的假冒。这等人的良心如同被热铁烙惯了一般。他们禁止嫁娶，又禁戒食物，就是神所造，叫那信而明白真道的人感谢着领受的。凡神所造的物都是好的，若感谢着领受，就没有一样可弃的，都因神的道和人的祈求成为圣洁了。
Now the Spirit expressly says that in later times some will depart from the faith.By devoting themselves to deceitful spirits and teachings of demons, through the insincerity of liars whose consciences are seared, who forbid marriage and require abstinence from foods that God created to be received with thanksgiving by those who believe and know the truth. For everything created by God is good, and nothing is to be rejected if it is received with thanksgiving, for it is made holy by the word of God and prayer.
低头祷告。
Let us pray together.
天父，我们感谢你，主，今天早晨我们能够在一起聚集来敬拜你。
Dearest Heavenly Father, we thank you that we can be gathered together into your house to worship you.
主，当我们借着诗歌、借着祷告、借着你的话语来敬拜你的时候，我们求主你悦纳我们的敬拜。
And may you receive our everything that we do with all the.Hymns that we sing and the prayers that we offer up, may you be pleased.
主，你是为配得称颂的神。
Because you deserve all of the glory and honor.
因为我们来到你的面前的时候，我们是全人的来到你的面前。
And when we come before you, we want to completely come before you.
当我们带着我们的心灵跟诚实来到你面前敬拜的时候，我们求你祝福我们。
And may you bless us as we come before you to worship you in spirit and in truth.
感谢主，这样祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We thank you. We pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
记得我们一开始在读、提摩太前书的时候，我们一开始的时候跟弟兄姐妹们、讲过一件事。
And I hope that you guys all remember that we did mention something as we first studied this、book of 1 Timothy.
为什么我们选择圣经里面的一卷书来读呢？
Why do we choose a particular book to study?
因为我们要在神的面前，我们要对神的话有一种认识。
Because we need to have a good understanding and recognize the word of God.
当神将他的心意借着他的话传讲给我们的时候
，When God uses His words to reveal His heart to us,
我们要学习的是聆听神的心意。
We need to know how to we need to know God's heart.
所以呢，我们要听他的声音。
So we need to hear his voice.
所以当我们读圣经的时候是将神的话从头到尾 一步一步的循序渐进的读的时候，我们就可以听到神的心意。
So when we read his word, section by section, we can be able to hear his voice.
也就是说我们读神的话的时候，如果我们是这边挑一句话来读，那边挑一句话来读的话，我们这样的吸收，我们并不是听到神全部的心意。
So we cannot know his heart fully when we pick and choose what we hear from this part of the Bible or that part of the Bible.
但是我们这样子读圣经的时候，对我们来讲也是有一个挑战。
But it also is a challenge to us when we read.
因为我们知道圣经里面有一些经文它是容易的。
Because we know that there are some parts in the Bible it's easy to understand.
有些经文呢，我们读起来比较艰难。
But there are other parts that are very difficult.
圣经里面有一些经文读起来让人听得很舒服。
And there are other parts when we read of God's word, it's comforting.
但是呢，圣经里面也有一些经文，我们读的时候心里面好像刺痛。
But there are also other parts when we read that pierces our hearts.
但是呢，我们要了解，这是神要告诉我们的话。
But we have to understand that this is God's word that He wants us to hear.
既然是神要我们听的话，这对我们都是有好处的。
If it is what God wants us to hear, it's beneficial to us.
所以我们今天看到的这一节经文就是属于可能比较艰难或听起来比较不舒服的一段经文。
So in this particular passage that we'll be reading from today is probably a passage that will be not comforting.
你看今天讲到的题目是什么？
Let's take a look at what the topic is.
必有人离弃真道。
Some will depart from the faith.
那如果我们要传福音，我们要讲教会，从人的观点来讲的话，主题应该是什么呢？
So from a man's perspective, from a church's perspective, well, what is the topic that we're going to talk about?
没有一个人会离弃真道。
Nobody will leave the faith.
是不是？
Is that true?
我们传福音。
We share the gospel.
我们希望人来信主。
We want people to come to know God.
我们要神告诉我们说，没有一个人会离弃他。
We would like God to tell us that nobody will depart from the faith.
是不是？这是我们的愿望。
That is our hope.
我们希望当人接触神以后，我们属于神，我们永远不会离弃他。
Our hope is that when someone comes to know the Lord, nobody will leave the.
但是今天为什么这一段经文里面告诉我们的却是必有人离弃真道呢？
But why is it that this part of the passage, the topic is some will depart from the faith?
所以我们需要了解这一点。
So we need to understand this.
为什么神要在这里这样子警戒我们？
Why does God want to warn us of this?
我们记得提摩太。前书这一卷书上个礼拜刘长老有提醒我们这卷书是讲到教会里面的事情。
And this particular book, and last time, Elder Liu shared with us this book talks about what's inside the church.
不但讲到教会的运作，并且讲到在教会里面做牧者的应该怎么样子的跟弟兄姐妹们互相的一同来服侍。
So it talks about the administration of the church, and it also talks about how the brothers and sisters need to live together.
第一章里面就讲到该如何的持守真道。
It talks about how to uphold the truth.
要怎么样抵挡假师父、假先知。
And how to defend against false teachers.
第二章、第三章里面讲到，在教会里面属于神的女人该如何的行事为人，男人该如何的行事为人。
And in chapters 2 and 3, it talks about how the godly men and godly women should conduct themselves.
然后呢，在第三章里面特别有讲到，在教会里面做带领、做长老、做执事的，应该有什么样子的资格。
And then also in chapter 3, it talks about the qualifications of the overseer and the leaders of the church.
在第三章的最后面的这几节就是讲到这本书的核心。
So at the end of chapter 3, it talks about the main content of this whole letter.
第十五节讲到教会就是永生神的家。
And in verse 15, it talks about the church is the household of God.
而这个教会呢，也是真理的柱石和根基。
And it is also the pillar and buttress of the truth.
这个真理是什么呢？
What is this truth?
这个真理就是主耶稣基督。
And this truth is Jesus Christ himself.
和他的救恩。
And his salvation.
第十六节告诉我们说，这是一个敬虔的奥秘。
And in verse 16 it says, this is a mystery.
Mystery of godliness.
Mystery of godliness.
就是神借着耶稣在肉身显现。
And it is Jesus manifested in the flesh.
被圣灵称义。
Vindicated by the Spirit.
被天使看见。
Seen by angels.
主耶稣基督的救恩被传于万邦。
Proclaimed among the nations.
被世人信服。
Believed in the world.
最后他离世的时候，他被接在荣耀里。
And taken up in glory.
这个是教会所，这是教会所信奉并且传扬的真理。
This is the truth proclaimed by the church.
这个是教会的核心。
This is the church's core.
It's the essence of the church. 这个是教会的核心，这个是神在这个世上
This is the heart and the love that God has given to man.
可是当保罗提到这个核心点, 就是这个神在借着主耶稣基督所赐给我们的真理这件事情上面,
when Paul talks about the core of the church, when he talks about this truth,
他说在教会当中, 你们要做这个真理的柱石和根基。
And he tells the church that we need to be the pillar and the buttress of the truth.
教会是什么?
What is the church?
各位听到Alex和我已经问这个问题大概问了多少次了。
And Alex and I have asked this question many times.
什么是教会?
What is the church?
我们在英文的主日学里面跟弟兄姐妹们有过这样子的一个练习。
And there's a practice that we've done in the Sunday school.
什么是教会?
What is the church?
教会是神的身体。教会是主耶稣基督的身体。
The church is the body of our Lord Jesus Christ.
那主耶稣基督的身体是由谁组成的呢?
Well, what consists of or makes up this body of Christ?
是众信徒。
It is the true believers.
那众信徒是谁呢?
Who are the true believers?
是那些信奉主耶稣基督为救主并且生命的主的人。
It is those who have believed that the Lord Jesus is their personal Lord and Savior.
也就是我们在座属于神的儿女就是教会。
In other words, those that belong to the family of God consist of the church.
所以讲到的是人。
So it's talking about man.
是讲到的是罪得赦免的人。
It's talking about the people that have been saved.
讲到的是神的儿女。
It's talking about the children of God.
可是当保罗讲到这个真理的时候,
But when Paul talks about this truth,
他马上就想到就是这世上有敌对真理的。
He thought about the people that are against the truth.
这是对于我们属于教会的人, 也就是神的儿女需要注意的一件事情。
So this is what the children of God needs to be cautious of.
不只是注意, 是非常的注意。
Not just cautious, but very cautious.
为什么呢?
Why?
因为神的话, 当他做对比的时候, 将提摩太前书的核心点, 最崇高教会的目的, 就是要做真理的柱石跟根基的时候, 当他做对比的时候, 他就提出这个警戒来。
So when you compare what it talks about the pillar and the buttress of truth, and you relate that to the core of the teaching from Paul, the warning comes about.
所以因为他这个对比是在最重要的真理告诉我们的时候所提出来的这个警戒，所以我们知道这是极其重要的一个警戒。Because
this is a very important warning when you come to take a look at the comparison of the pillar and the buttress of the truth.
在第四章第一节的时候,
In verse 1 of chapter 4,
保罗说, 圣灵明说,
He says, Now the Spirit expressly says,
圣经是谁写的?
Who is the author of the Bible?
圣经是人写的,是吗?
The Bible is written by man. Is that true?
是人手所写的。
It is written by the hand of man.
也就是说圣经的作者有人这个因素。
So that means man is involved.
但是这是一本人的书吗?
But is this a book of man?
不是,因为我们知道圣经里面的话都是神借着圣灵所默示而写出来的。
No, because we know that the Bible is written and the author is the Holy Spirit.
也就是说圣经里面的每一卷书,圣经里面所写的每一个字在原文当中, 是圣灵,也就是神亲口所说出来的话。
So we know that in Scripture that it is spoken by the Holy Spirit.
所以圣经里面是神写的话, 但是它是借着人所写出来的。
So the author of the Bible is the Holy Spirit, but he uses man to write these words down.
所以我们当我们在读提摩太前书的时候, 我们说保罗跟提摩太怎么说怎么说。
So when we look at the first the book of 1 Timothy, it says Paul and Timothy says this.
但是我们需要了解的是，这是神要告诉我们的事情。
But we have to understand that these things that are written by them is what God wants us to know.
既然这一点我们明了了以后，那我们要问一个问题。
So if we understand this point, we have to ask one question.
为什么保罗既然他是受了圣灵的默示而写出来这一卷书的时候，为什么在第四节第四章第一节他特别说圣灵明说呢？
So if we know that the author is the Holy Spirit, why does Paul in verse 1 says, now the Spirit expressly says?
圣经就是神的话。
Because the Scripture is God's Word.
圣经就是圣灵默示所写出来的。
Because Scripture is written.
那当保罗再说这是圣灵明说的时候，代表什么意思？
So when it says the Spirit expressly says, what does that mean?
这是一个加重式的语气。
This is an emphasis.
他要加重语气说这是圣灵明说的。
He wants to emphasize that this is what the Spirit says.
圣灵明说就是圣灵要清楚，神要清楚地告诉我们这是一个事实。
Because this means that the Spirit, God wants to know, let us know that this is the truth.
而这个事实, a fact. 而这个事实呢, 是我们需要注意的。
And this fact we need to pay attention to.
也是要我们能够接受的。
And it is a fact that we need to accept.
那这个事实是什么呢？
Now what is this fact?
就是在后来的时候，必有人离弃真道，听从那引诱人的邪灵和鬼魔的道理。
And this fact is that in later times, some will depart from the faith by devoting themselves to deceitful spirits and teachings of demons.
我们先要来看这后来的时候是什么意思。
Let's take a look at what in later times mean.
这后来的时候，保罗所讲的就是教会初期在主耶稣基督跟使徒们他们建立这个初代教会之后，一直到主耶稣再来的这段期间，就叫做后来的时候。
So in later times, what this means is after the apostles have established the church up until the time of the second coming of our Lord Jesus.
也就是教会还在这地上的这段时候。
In other words, it means that the time when the church is still here on earth.
也就是说我们现在就在这所谓后来的时候了。
So you can say that we are in this later times.
事实上在 初代教会保罗的书信当中，约翰的书信里面，彼得的书信里面，我们都看到在第一世纪的教会末期，第一世纪末期的时候，我们就看见教会里面出现了有人离开真道。So
in all of the New Testament, as we see in the first century, there are many cases in the Scripture that says there are that some that will depart from the faith.
当主耶稣基督带领了十二门徒的时候。
When Jesus led the 12 apostles,
这十二个门徒对神的真理，对主耶稣基督的救恩非常的清楚。
And these 12 apostles clearly understood the salvation of Jesus.
当这一群使徒，包括保罗、巴拿巴、提摩太这些初期教会的领袖，当他们接受了真理的时候，他们对神的话，对于主耶稣基督的救恩非常有清楚透彻的明白。
And these apostles, including the founders of the early church, including Timothy and Barnabas, they have a very clear understanding of the salvation.
但是当我们看见这些使徒们，当这些教会的初期的带领人的时候，出去传福音，福音广传之后呢？
But what about after when the gospel has spread by the 12 apostles and these founding leaders?
许许多多人为的这个以人本主义、人文主义的这个影响就掺进了教会当中了。
So there's a lot of humanistic ideals that have entered into the church.
很多当时哲学上面的，并且科学上面，或者是人文上面的一些知识和学术性的这些想法就掺进了教会。
So what has entered the church is man's philosophy and theories that have entered the church.
然后慢慢的呢，就是有这些假师傅、假先知出现。And
then appears a lot of the false teachers.
就有人甚至是为了他们个人的利益，刻意的去将这些信徒们要带出教会来，跟随他们，使他们能够保中保他们自己的荷囊。So
a lot of these false teachers, because of their own benefit, wanted to lead people astray out of the church.
不论是为了自己的财力，或者是为了自己能够有影响力。
Sometimes it's for their own benefit of their own influence or their own wealth.
今天我们看见在世界上的教会里面，我们发现很可惜的，也有这样子的情形。
And it is very pitiful that it happens now in today's church as well.
我们事实上也不需要看别人，我们看自己。
We don't have to look at others. Let's look at ourselves.
当一个教会只是一个查经班的时候，十几二十个人。
When a church starts as a Bible study with 10 or 20 people,
大家有相同的一个志向，就是读神的话，了解神的话。
And they all have a common interest, is to read and study God's word.
彼此之间有很好的交通，彼此有很好的互动。
And there's a lot of activity and communication with each other.
互相鼓励，互相学习。
And a lot of learning from each other, encouragement.
我们对神的话，对神的追求，都有一致的脚步。
And they follow the same steps to pursue godliness.
但是当神祝福了这样子一个小群体的时候，这个人数渐渐的增长。
And as God blesses this small group, the group starts to increase the number.
教会变成100人的教会。
And the church becomes 100 people.
100人的教会多半部分大家还是朝着一致的脚步去走。
And with 100 people, they're still following the same path.
当教会到了200多人、200多人以上的时候呢？
But what about when it comes to 200 people and plus?
我们会看到一个现象。
We'll see one condition.
就是这个脚步已经开始不一致了。
And we'll see that people are not aligned in their footsteps.
各式各样的想法学说就进来了。
And a lot of ideals and way of thinking is comes in and enters the church.
有些是出于好意的。
Some are for the good of the church.
有些是出于恶意的。
Some are for the good, the bad.
有些是为了他人的好处。
And others might be for the benefit of them.
有些是为了自己的利益。
Some for their own benefit.
有些是不是为自己，也不是为别人，就是为了爱讲话。
And sometimes with neither, but it's just because they like to talk.
然后呢，这个教会所保持、所维持、所采取的这个真理，就渐渐的受到影响。
So the truth that the church originally intends to uphold starts to be affected by these ideals.
我们现在所存在的这个时代，就是这所谓后来的时候。
So the time that we are in now is what is referenced here in later times.
这个在新约圣经里面是一个非常清楚的一段时期。
And this is a very clear a time that is recorded in the New Testament.
我们看新约圣经的时候，多处我们可以看见这后来的时候或这个末世。所讲的就是初期教会的尾声，一直到主耶稣基督再次降临的这段时期。
So in these later times, what it's talking about is the beginning of the founding of the early church to up until the second coming of our Lord Jesus.
因为当主耶稣基督再次降临的时候，他必将属于他的人提出这个世界。
So when our Lord Jesus returns again, he will gather all of his believers up.
然后之后呢，他会创造天国，是不是？
And then he will establish the new heaven.
新天新地。
New heaven and new earth.
到那个时候，神的教会，神的国度就是完全的呈现了。
So at that time, God's kingdom will be complete.
所以这个后来的时候，就是我们现在所处的时候。
So what this is talking about is the times that we are in now.
他说现在我们所处的这个时候怎么样啊？圣灵明说必有人离弃真道。
So here in this later time, the time that we're in, says the Spirit expressly says that some will depart from the faith.
这个中文里面所翻译的真道，我们需要给它好好的定义。
So in the Chinese language, we need to explain what it means by the faith.
Right, or English, the faith. That's fine. 真道在这里所讲的不是一个信仰或者是一个宗教。
So the faith here is talking about is a belief or a religion.
这个跟在第三章十五节里面所讲的真理是不一样的。
This particular word, which is mentioned in chapter...
Faith in chapter 4, verse 1 is not the same as the truth that is mentioned in chapter 3, verse 15. 因为我们常常想真理跟真道都是一样的，是不是？
Because a lot of times when we talk about faith and truth, they are interchangeable, they're the same.
但是在这里面我们要非常的小心了解这个所谓第四章第一节所谓的真道不是那真理。
But here we need to be careful and see that the faith mentioned in chapter 4 verse 1 is not the same as truth mentioned in chapter 3 verse 15.
这个真道所讲的是当时真道所讲到的是一个宗教或者是一个甚至一个信仰。
The faith here is talking about in chapter 4 is a belief or a religion.
一个人可以离开宗教。
A person can depart from a religion.
一个人可以离开信仰。
A person can depart from their belief.
但是一个人没有办法离开真理。
But you cannot depart from the truth.
这点非常的重要。
This is very important.
我们需要在这边要了解两个观念。
And we have to understand two key points.
Two concepts.
Two concepts.
第一就是人可以离开宗教或离开信仰。
And the first is that people can depart from their belief and their religion.
但是一个人没有办法离开真理或者是没有办法离开关系。
But the second is that nobody can depart from the truth or a relationship.
当一个人认识了主耶稣基督。
When a person comes to know our Lord Jesus,
当一个人了解自己生命里面的罪和对神的顶撞，
When one understands its own, their own sin and their rebellion,
在神的面前顺服下来悔改，
After they've repented and confessed and repented,
在神的面前认罪悔改，
Before God, they've confessed their sin and repented,
经历到神借着主耶稣基督所赐的救恩而将我们的罪洗净
and experience the cleansing of their sins by the Lord Jesus,
知道我们的罪在主耶稣里面得到释放，得到真自由
and that they come to understand that they've received the freedom that comes from Jesus from the bondage.
我们知道我们的生命有了改变
and they understand that there's a transformation in their lives.
从我们的内心本质上面有了改变。
That there's a change into the, in their hearts.
如今主耶稣基督是我们的生命的主，也是我们的救主。
That Jesus has become our Lord and Savior.
这位之前我们不认识的神，我也认识了，原来他是一位爱我的天父。
From not knowing this God to knowing that God is also our Heavenly Father.
这是一个生命的结合。
This is a
reconciliation, a communion of life. 这是一个生命的结合，这是一个关系的建造。
This is the establishment of a relationship.
这是真理进入了我们的心中。
This is the truth that has entered our hearts.
这样的关系是没有人可以离弃的。
And this is something that you cannot depart from.
因为它是真实的。
Because it is truth.
就如同一个孩子跟他父母之间的关系。
It is the same way of a child with their parent.
有时候我们亲近。
Sometimes we are close.
有时候我们疏远。
Sometimes we're far away.
但是你怎么样去种这个关系，你永远没有办法离弃这个关系。
But you cannot change this relationship.
我们看一下以弗所书第二章。
Let's take a look at Ephesians chapter 2.
以弗所书第二章第八节。
Ephesians chapter 2 verse 8.
神所赐给我们的这个救恩，以弗所书第二章第八节这么说，你们得救是本乎恩，也因着信。这个恩典和这个信心从哪里来啊？这并不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的。
Ephesians chapter 2 verse 8. For by grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not your own doing. It is the gift of God.
不但当神拯救我们的时候，不但是我们与他同时建立了这样子一个关系。
So when God saved us, we've established this relationship with him.
这个救恩从一开始，从他的起初就是神所赐的，是他的恩典。
So this salvation that we received is a gift from God from the very beginning.
既然神是一位大能全能的神，
If this God is an almighty God,
既然神是一位完全的神，
If this God is a perfect God,
所以他做的每一件事情都是完美的。
So everything that he does is perfect.
当他将他的救恩赐给我们的时候，这个救恩就不会离开我们。
So when this salvation is given to us, it cannot depart from us.
这是所谓救恩的确据。
This is the
so-called assurance of salvation.
Assurance of salvation.
This is our assurance of salvation.
所以我们属于神的人，我们是在这样子的情形之下，我们就了解真理，因为真理就是主耶稣基督，主耶稣基督与我们已经有了这样的亲密的关系。
So for us, as God's children, we come to know this truth of our Lord Jesus, and we come to understand the salvation that comes from Jesus.
但是什么叫做有人会离弃真道呢？
But what does this mean by some will depart from the faith?
一个人可以到教会里面，可以听神的话。
A person can come to church and hear God's word.
一个人可以在知识上面甚至了解基督徒所讲的这一套救恩。
And a person can come to understand what Christians talk about in their salvation.
我在观念上面我可以了解有一位神。
Conceptually, I can understand that there is a God.
我在知识上面我可以接受曾经在历史当中有这么一个人叫做耶稣。
And intellectually, I can accept that there is a historical figure called Jesus.
我也可以在理性上面接受说这位你们基督徒所讲的救恩就是你要接受主耶稣基督成为你的救主。
And logically, we can accept that we can become Christians as long as we accept and believe in our Lord Jesus.
然后呢，这个基督教这个宗教所讲的就是要读神的话，遵守神的话。我们要看圣经，遵守圣经的教导。
And this religion teaches us that we need to pray and we need to read God's word.
这个我了解。
I can understand all of that.
甚至这个我可以做。
And I can do all these things.
甚至我觉得这是好的。
And I accept that these are all good things.
我可以读圣经
I can read the Bible.
我甚至可以祷告
I can pray.
我可以每周来教会
I can come to church every week.
甚至我开始对人很友善
And I'm actually good to other people.
对人很热心
I'm warm to other people.
帮助人
I help others.
我在外表上面的行为里面看起来好像都很符合这个宗教的需要
And externally, all of my behaviorsmatch what this religion teaches.
可能不只是在行为上面我有这个宗教的外表的样式。
Not only do I model all of these things taught by the Christian religion.
可能甚至我进一步的有这样子一个信仰。
And in a further step, I've come to have a better understanding of a belief system.
什么样的信仰呢？
What belief system?
就是我要做事的时候我跟神祷告神就要让我通顺。
So when I want to do something, I pray to God, and God allows me to do that.
或者是我在教会里面，如果呢关系弄得好的话，我在这个世界上面、社会上面做事，我也做得顺利。
So if I come to church and I have a good relationship with the people at church, when I go outside, everything that I do it will be successful.
一些不可知、不可预测的事情，我也说大概是神在控制吧。
And anything that I don't understand, I can say that, oh, God's in control.
这是变成一个信仰了，不是只是一个行为了。
So this is no longer a behavior, but a belief system.
可是你看，由外而内，最后缺少了一样。
But as you see, from external to internal, there's something that is missing.
就是内心深处跟主耶稣基督所发生的关系。
And that is the relationship that is established between ourselves and Jesus.
一个人可以接触所谓的真道，会可以接触信仰的核心。
A person can come to know the core, the truth.
Or so-called, someone can come to know a faith or belief system, or someone can even practice a certain religion.
可是你外表的这些行为，在你的内心当中对神事实上完全的不认识。
But externally, you can have all these behaviors, but internally, you don't know Jesus personally.
这样子的一个人，可能认为他是基督徒。
And this type of person may think that he is a Christian.
我也奉献。
I also offer.
我也来教会。
I also come to church.
我甚至服侍。
I also serve.
我参加诗班。
I'm in the choir.
我参加敬拜赞美团。
I'm in the worship team.
我很火热。
I'm very zealous.
我爱跟教会的人在一起。
I love being with the people in the church.
可是有一天。
But then one day.
怎么这个人跌倒了？
Well, this person stumbled.
不愿意去教会了。
Don't want to go to church anymore.
不但不愿意去教会，不愿意读神的话。
Not only does he stop going to church, but stop reading God's word.
任何跟神有关系的事情，我都不要碰。
And he doesn't want to touch anything that has anything to do with God.
任何跟神有关系的事, 我都不要听。
I don't want to listen to anything that has to do with God.
这个人怎么了?
What happened to this person?
背弃了真道。
He's departed from the faith.
他离开了他之前所有的宗教和信仰。
He's left the belief system that he has and the religion.
这代表的是什么?
What does this represent?
这个人的信心当初就没有建立在这个主耶稣基督的磐石之上。
And that means he didn't establish his faith upon the Lord Jesus.
我们会不会在教会里面看到这样子的人?
Will we see people like this in the church?
会。
Yes, we will.
我们有没有在教会里面看到这样子的人?
Have we seen people like this in the church?
有。
Yes.
我们看马太福音第13章。
Let us take a look at Matthew chapter 13.
马太福音第13章, 我们很快地看1到8节。
Let us take a look at Matthew chapter 13 from verse 1 to 8.
主耶稣基督讲的这里是讲到撒种的比喻。
Here, the Lord Jesus is talking about the parable of the sower.
我们从第三节开始读好了。
Let us actually start reading from verse 3.
主耶稣基督告诉门徒们说, 在第三节, 有一个撒种的出去撒种, 撒的时候有落在路边的, 飞鸟来吃尽了，有落在土浅石头上的，土既不生发苗最快，但是日头出来一晒，因为没有根就枯干了；又有落在荆棘里的，荆棘长起来把它挤住了。然后最后呢，又有落在豪土里的，就结实，有100倍，有60倍，有30倍的。
Starting from verse 3. And he told them many things in parable, saying, A sower went out to sow. And as he sowed, some seeds fell along the path, and the birds came and devoured them. Other seeds fell on rocky ground, where they did not have much soil, and immediately they sprang up, since they had no depth of soil. But when the sun rose, they were scorched, and since they had no root, they withered away. Other seeds fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked them. Other seeds fell on good soil and produced grain, some 100-fold, some 60, some 30.
这个比喻怎么解释呢?
How do you explain this parable?
主耶稣基督在18节到23节的时候给我们解释。
And Jesus explains this parable in verse 18.
他说这是撒种的比喻。
This is the parable of the sower.
第19节, 凡听见天国的道理, 这就是真道,对不对? 天国的道理, 凡听见天国的道理不明白的, 那恶者就来, 恶者是什么? 就是撒旦, 撒旦, 魔鬼。
So when anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, this word of the kingdom is the truth. And the evil one comes and snatches away. And the evil one is Satan that has been the evil one comes and snatches away what has been sown in his heart.
然后呢, 有些这个天国的道理是被撒在石头的地上。
And there are seeds that were sown along the rocky places.
石头的地上上面有一层薄土。
And on top of the rocks, there's a thin layer of soil.
所以一下子可以长得很快。
So it'll spring up very quickly.
第20节告诉我们说, 这就是人听了道当下欢喜的领受。
And in verse 20 it says, As for what was sown on rocky ground, this is the one who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy.
我喜欢教会里面的人。
I like the people at church.
我喜欢这个宗教或这个信仰所教导人的爱和关怀。
I like what this religion teaches about loving people and caring for other people.
我欢心的领受。
I receive it with joy.
可是21节心里没有根。
But in verse 21, it said, Yet he has no root in himself.
神的话, 神的真理, 主耶稣基督的爱和他的生命没有进入到我们的心中。
Because the love of God and the truth of our Lord Jesus Christ did not enter into your hearts.
所以这是一个新的问题。
So this is a matter of the heart.
心里没有根, 所以这个成长不过是暂时的。
Because there's no root, it's only temporary.
极致遭了患难或是受了逼迫,立刻就跌倒了。
But endures for a while, and when tribulation or persecution arises on account of the word, immediately he falls away.
还有一种, 当这个, 天国的道理撒在荆棘里面去,
There's another type of seed that's sown among thorns.
第22节说, 就是人听见了这个真道,
And here it says, this is the one that hears the word.
可是呢, 因为世上的思虑, 钱财的迷惑, 把这个道挤住了,
but the cares of the world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and it proves unfruitful.
这个人一开始听见神的福音, 听到神的话语的教导,
and this person receives the word of God, also receives it with joy.
但是这个话没有进到他的心中,
but this word did not enter into his heart.
一开始很喜欢,
at first he was joyful.
但是不过多时又有其他他喜欢的东西,
but then there are also other things of the world that he cares for.
也许是这世上的思虑,
maybe it's the cares of the world.
钱财的迷惑,
deceitfulness of riches.
声望,
of fame,
声望, 地位,
fame and position,
物质的享受,
the luxuries of life,
将我们的, 就将我们吸引过去了,
and it attracts us away.
所以这22节说, 这个把道挤住了, 掐死了, 也不能结实, 也没有实质的意义。
So that's why in verse 22 it says, well, these choke the word and proves unfruitful.
但是最后呢, 23节说, 只有一种是撒在好的地上。
But in verse 23, it says there's one type, that one seed that is sown on good soil.
这种人听了道,
so this is the one who hears the word and puts it in his heart.
所以能够扎根,
so that it can be deeply rooted
and start to bear fruit.
And start to bear fruit.
这样子一个的真生命, 你就看见这个生命就可以影响100倍,60倍,30倍。
And because of this life can bear fruit and yields 100-fold or 60 or 30.
也就是说这个实质的生命是会去外面有果效的,有影响力的生命。
So this type of life bears fruit and can impact the outside.
这不是宗教,这不是信仰。
This is not a belief system or a religion.
这不是一个行为,
this is not a behavior.
这不是做什么,
this is not something that you do.
这是讲到生命, 这是讲到心,
this is talking about life and the heart.
这是讲到关系,
it's talking about the relationship.
我们回到彼得, 提摩太前书第四章,
let us return to 1 Timothy chapter 4.
当一个人在神的面前, 没有在心中实质上接受到神的救恩的时候,
when someone does not truly receive Jesus into their hearts,
碰到风浪的时候就会跌倒,
they will stumble when life gets difficult,
碰到诱惑的时候就会跌倒,
and they'll stumble when they face temptation,
就会受到迷惑,
and they'll be tempted.
在这个世上,
in this world,
有一个能力在跟神对弈着,
there is a power that goes against God.
这是撒旦魔鬼的能力。
That is the power of Satan.
一个人如果不向着神,
if a person it does not follow God,
一个人如果就是要过自己的生活, 不想要跟神有关系,
if a person just wants to live life their way and wants nothing to do with God,
撒旦魔鬼是不理你的。
Satan will not affect you.
他不去碰你。
He won't touch you.
因为事实上你所过的生活已经是符合他的心意了。
Because the life that you live is already part of his plan.
但是当一个人开始接触神的时候,
but when a person starts to come into contact with God,
撒旦魔鬼就要开始工作了。
Then Satan comes to work.
他们要做引诱的工作。
He's in the work of tempting.
他们要将鬼魔的道理去放在人的心中。
He wants to put the teachings of demons into people's hearts.
很多人在这个世上的追求的时候，因为心里面有一个需要。
A lot of people pursue things because there's a need in their hearts.
他们来到教会,
they come to church.
他们认为他们到这边可以被爱。
They feel that if they come here, they will be loved.
可以被接纳,
they'll be accepted.
人都对他们很好,
and everyone treats them very well.
他们在教会当中得到好处,
and they receive benefits from the church.
可是这样子的人, 如果只是如此的话, 撒旦魔鬼就要将这些人从神的家中带出来。
But if there are people like this, Satan wants to lead them away from the church.
这个世界上有许许多多的邪教歪理。
In this world, there's a lot of other religions and weird false religions and cults.
为什么这么多人要跟随他们?
Why are there so many followers?
因为那些跟随他们的人认为他们可以从当中得到好处。
Because the followers of these false religions and cults believe that they will receive benefit from those.
为什么我们在此地在教会里面我们要读神的话?
Now, why in church do we have to read God's word?
我们为什么要实实在在的一句一句的读?
Why do we read section, word for word and section by section?
为什么Alice跟我也遵照朱长老他过去的带领，我们要好好的在神的话上面下功夫，确定我们讲的话是神的心意。
Why is both Alice and I follow the direction of Elder Chu to really study the God's word diligently?
为什么有时候我们讲的话，明明知道可能有些人听了不舒服，我们还要讲不可？
Why is it that we continue to teach God's word even though we know that it may not be comfortable for others to hear?
因为我们要确定我们所讲的是神的心意，不是人的心意。
Because we need to be sure that what we teach is from God's heart, not from the heart of man.
如果我们讲人的心意，我们讲人喜欢听的话语的话，教会要成长起来还不快。
If we teach what man wants to hear, wouldn't it be faster to increase the number of our church?
就在美国来讲,
in America,
有多少教会是上万人的?
How many mega churches do we have?
他们称为教会,
they say that they're a church.
可是做牧师做带头的不讲神的话,
but the shepherds and the leaders of these churches do not teach God's word.
可是那成千上万的人喜欢听这个人讲话。
But the millions of people that attend these mega churches like to listen to what they
hear.
Because after you hear it, it's comfortable to hear.
这些人，他们有些人，他们不但有上万人的教会，他们在电视上面有节目，他们在收音机上面也有节目。
Not only do they have a huge membership, but they also have a radio program or a television program.
全世界，他们说我们有几百万的人在听我们的。
In this world, we have millions of people that listen to us.
他们所给的所谓的福音,
but the salvation that they give
叫做发财的福音,
is prosperity.
叫做保健的福音,
health and wealth.
It's what is called the prosperity gospel. 你来到他们的教会,
when you come to their church,
他们就教你怎么样子病得医治。
They'll teach you how to be healed from the
你来到他们的教会,
if you go to their church,
他就告诉你们, 你们的奉献神会十倍百倍的加诸于你身上。
If you offer this amount, God will bless you 10 times.
奇怪得很。
It's very interesting.
这些所谓的牧师,
these pastors
住在百万的豪宅里面,
live in mansions worth millions of dollars,
去全世界各地演讲,
and they give speeches and messages around the world.
自己要买一台飞机去坐,
they purchase their own private jet.
进出坐的车, 劳斯莱斯,
and they go about in their Rolls Royce.
这几万几百万的这些所谓的跟随者,
and all of these millions of followers,
自己住在小房子,
they all live in small houses.
自己是做这个 可能是中产阶级或中低阶级的工作,
and they are blue collar or laborers.
这些人为什么心甘情愿地把钱拿出来给这些人用啊?
Why are they willingly offering this money?
他们愚蠢吗?
Are they dumb? Are they foolish?
Foolish? 他们盲从吗?
盲从.
Are they blind? Are they blind? Following blindly? Are they ignorant? 他们无知吗?
Are they ignorant?
多半, 多半不是,
usually not.
因为他们跟我们一样,
because they're the same as us.
但是为什么他要跟着这些人?
But why do they follow them?
因为这些人所给予他们的是他们认为对自己有好处的。
Because what they're following is what they believe that it can benefit them.
这是引诱人的邪灵和鬼魔的道理。
These are the deceitful teachings of deceitful spirits and demons.
你知道引诱人的邪灵和鬼魔的道理是借由什么样的方式来到人的这个人的生活当中吗?
Do you know what method these teachings of these deceitful spirits and demons enter into people's lives?
It's
through people.
没有人去听邪灵的声音，没有人去听鬼魔的道理，可是我们听人。
Nobody can hear these teachings from spirits and demons. It's through other men.
这些人第二节说是说谎之人，他们的假冒。这种人，他们的良心就像被热铁烙惯了一般。
Through the insincerity of liars whose consciences are seared.
口里说是假借主耶稣基督的名在做事。
They claim that these are the teachings of Jesus.
他欺哄这些跟随他们的人说，你们来到我这边，你们就接触到神了。If
you come to me, you will come into contact with God.
你的身体会健康。You
will be healthy.
病得医治。Diseases
will be healed.
财源滚滚而来。You
will have wealth.
这些人，他们明明是不认识神，明明知道不是在服侍神，却假借神之名在做他们。
Even though they themselves do not know God, but they use the name of Jesus to deceive people.
你看, 神是真理的神,
God is the God of truth.
但是这些人是说谎的人，是假冒的人,
but these people are insincere liars.
他们是没有良心或者是抹灭良心的人,
and they have no conscience.
这些人不但要引诱人, 偏离这个离弃神,
these people deceive people and lead them astray.
他们还要控制这些人,
they also want to control these
他们怎么控制这些人?
People. How do they control people?
第三节, 他们禁止嫁娶又禁戒食物。
Verse 3 it explains they forbid marriage and require abstinence from foods.
有多少宗教是禁戒嫁娶、禁戒食物的?
How many religions out there forbid marriage and require abstinence from food?
东方有宗教是如此的。In
Eastern religions, there's many.
和尚尼姑就是,
monks and nuns.
西方的宗教也有啊。What
about Western religions?
这个修女跟道士,
fathers, priests and nuns.
他们认为如果你禁止嫁娶或 禁某些食物，对你整个人的圣洁而讲，你的属灵的这个价值就提升了。They
believe that they can be very spiritual if they forbid from marriage and abstain from foods.
这个在神的话当中有没有讲?
Does it explain this? Does it say this in God's word?
没有。No.
也许出发点是好的。Maybe the intent was good.
对，就某一些人来讲，也许他们出发点是好的。For
some people, maybe their intent was good.
知道人有这个性欲。Because
people have
a sexual drive.
A sexual drive.
而性欲常常引发出一些非常在道德上面不好的事情。And
these sexual drive usually,
oftentimes, oftentimes.
Oftentimes will result in indecent behavior.
然后呢，那所以呢，我们就那就有人说，那既然这些性欲会引起人做不道的事情，我们就要把它撇除，我们要用人的力量去克制这个欲望。Because
it can lead to indecent behavior, we need to forbid forbid marriage and these acts.
所以这些说谎假冒的人就说，你如果要爱神，你要为神的缘故，把这个婚，把这个嫁娶，把这个性欲，你要为神而给，要把它，你要为了神把它放弃掉。So
these liars would say that if you love God, you need to forbid marriage and sacrifice marriage.
那我爱神呢?
But I love God.
那所以我要爱神，我就只好照着他这件事情做，我受他控制。So
if I love God, I need to follow what they say and forbid marriage because I'm controlled by them.
嫁娶婚姻的事情是神所祝福的事情。Marriage
is actually a blessing by God.
神在创世纪起初造人的时候，造男造女，他就为人类创造了一个婚姻的关系。So
in the beginning, when God created Adam and Eve, He created marriage for them.
不错，人是有性欲的。
Yes, it is true that people have sexual drive.
但是这是神所造的。
But this is created by God.
也是可以让人所享受的。
And this can be enjoy.
你看第四节。
Look at verse 4.
凡神所造的物都是好的, 若感谢着领受就没有一样可弃的。
In verse 4 it says, For everything created by God is good, and nothing is to be rejected if it is received with thanksgiving.
今天人的性欲之所以会影响到不道德的事情发生的原因是什么?
And what is the reason that the sexual drive results in these indecent behavior?
是因为罪。
Because it's sin.
是因为人不认识神。
Because man does not know God.
婚前性行为的泛滥。
The sin of premarital sex.
或者在婚姻当中在外面的婚外情。
Or adultery within the marriage.
或者是对,圣经叫这个婚外情,圣经讲的就是奸淫。
We're talking about adultery.
I said affair. Yeah. 这个都是因为罪的原因,使得这些事情变成不道德。
So the reason is because the sin.
世人因为不认识神。
Because man does not know God.
所以为了要能够满足自己的欲望,才会产生这些不道德的事。
Because they want to satisfy oneself, that's why they have these indecent behaviors.
可是神创造了人, 他造男造女。
But when God created man and woman,
神要男女在婚姻当中, 在一个这个誓约里面, 能够互相的享受。
He created them for marriage so that they can enjoy marriage.
不是只是有一个伴,
not just because they can have a partner.
不是只是有人回家可以讲话。
Not just for someone to talk to when
you get home.
Not just for someone that can take out the trash or fix the light bulb or cook for you. No. So that we can be satisfied in our every being, our soul, mind, and body. So that we can be satisfied within our hearts.
你知道曾经有一个传道人他说, 什么样的婚姻,什么样的人的婚姻是最美好的婚姻?
There was one pastor that asked this question, what makes a perfect marriage?
最美好的婚姻是一个基督徒的婚姻。
A perfect marriage is a Christian marriage.
因为婚姻就是神所预设的。
Because marriage is what's established by God.
当属于神的儿女遵照神的心意,以感恩的心去领受的时候, 这个婚姻是受神祝福的。
So this marriage, because it's established by God, can be blessed by God because it was intended by God.
既然是神所造的,就是好的, 我们如果借着感恩来领受, 没有一样是可以, 我们需要放弃的。
For everything created by God is good, and nothing is to be rejected if it is received with thanksgiving.
食物也是一样的问题。
So same thing with food.
为什么有些人, 甚至今天在所谓有些的教会里面, 我都说所谓的教会, 他们称自己为教会的里面, 说有些东西可以吃, 有些东西不能吃, 有些东西在某某天可以吃, 有些东西在某某天不能吃呢?
Why are there some churches today that say that you need to abstain from food or on certain days you can't eat certain foods?
东正教会里面也有一些所谓的斋戒月, 你知道吗? In the Eastern Orthodox Church, there's this practice of not touching meat for a month. 那这个他为什么要有斋戒呢?
So why this abstinence from food?
他们说这个月我因为我的信仰, 我因为我对于神的敬崇, 我放弃肉。
Because this month I want to dedicate myself to God, so this month I will sacrifice eating meat.
那为什么要放弃肉?
Why meat?
Why sacrifice meat?
Why sacrifice meat?
因为我喜欢肉啊。
Because I like to eat meat.
如果你不喜欢吃肉, 你爱吃素, 那个月对你没用。
So if you don't like meat and you eat vegetables,
你要另外牺牲一些事情,
you have to sacrifice other things.
我们可能在这个社会里面有没有同事或同学有这样, 他们有这样的信仰。
Maybe you have colleagues at work or friends at school that have this belief.
他说这个月我为神的缘故我不喝可乐。
Oh, this month, because of God, I'm not going to drink Coke.
你喝可乐不喝可乐, 你吃肉不吃肉, 对神来讲重要吗?
Is it important to God whether you drink Coke or eat meat?
如果是神给你的,
if this is given to you by God,
就是好的,
it is good.
你以感恩的心去领受,
receive it with thanksgiving.
你就不需要放弃,
you don't have to sacrifice it.
那当然,我们要了解自己有一个,所以这一点就是说, 这些所谓说谎之人,这些邪灵要人所去碰的是说, 你自己个人能够做一些事情,然后呢,我要高抬我自己,我要能够控制你。
So these liars, when they tell these people to do these things, they want to control them.
你知道为什么我们在这个教会里面,我们不告诉弟兄姐妹们你要做什么,不做什么?
Do you know why in this church we don't tell brothers and sisters to do things?
你有没有听过任何人说你要做一个好的基督徒,你每个主日都要11点来准时报道?
Do you ever hear us saying that if you want to be a good Christian, you have to come here at 11 o'clock sharp?
你不但礼拜天早上要来聚会,
not only do you have to come to worship,
你礼拜六晚上要来团契,
you have to come to fellowship on
Saturday. 你如果不来团契的话,
if you don't come to fellowship on Saturday, you're
not a good Christian.
你如果爱神的话,
sorry,
if you love God,
如果你爱神的话,
if you love God,
你不但主日要来, 礼拜六要来,
you have to come Saturday and you have to come on Sunday. And also come to the prayer meeting on Thursday.
然后礼拜一、礼拜二、礼拜三的时候,
and Monday to Wednesday.
你最好自己读经,
you better read God's word yourself.
去外面探访,
to go to caring visitation.
这样子你就爱神了,
then that means that you love God.
然后我们会给你计分,
and then we'll give you a point system.
你不会在这个教会听到这样的教导,
you won't hear any of that teaching in our church.
因为我们不是为了要控制人,
because we don't want to control people.
我们之所以主日要来聚会,
the reason why we come to worship service,
我们之所以礼拜六愿意去团契,
and the reason why we want to go to fellowship,
我们之所以礼拜四愿意在教会祷告,
and the reason why we want to go to prayer meeting on Thursday,
我们之所以在周间的时候, 我们自己读经祷告去服侍人,
and to read God's word on Monday, every day, and to go on visitations,
是因为我们爱神,
is because we ourselves love God.
我们要爱神,
we need to love God ourselves.
我们要以感恩的心做这一切,
we need to do all these things with thanksgiving.
不是因为受到人的控制,
not because we're controlled by someone.
可是你知道多少人反而喜欢被控制?
But do you know a lot of people like to be controlled?
你就告诉我吧, 你告诉我,
you tell me what to do.
我要怎么样神才可以答应我的祷告?
How can I get God to answer my prayers?
好, 你奇奉献你的十分之一,
well, you tithe,
神就听你的祷告了,
God will listen, hear your prayers.
你看我这样一讲多少人去奉献十分之一,
if I say this, you see how many people will tithe.
我奉献十分之一了, 可是怎么神还没听我祷告呢?
I've already tithe, how come God didn't hear my prayers?
你十分之一的算法算得不准确,
oh, you are not accurate in your calculations in your tithing.
你薪水的十分之一这不够啊,
oh, just 10% of your salary is not enough.
你的股票十分之一也要拿出来啊,
oh, the 10% from your earnings from stock is also needs to be tithed.
我们做事情我们喜欢人跟我们讲, 你给我一步一步一步的讲, 我就照做.
So a lot of people need to have step by step instructions for them to follow.
这样子的宗教, 这样子的组织, 都是违背神的,
this type of religion, this type of organization is against God.
这些都是引诱神, 引诱人的邪灵和鬼魔的道理啊,
and these are teachings of deceitful spirits and demons.
可是弟兄姐妹,
but brothers and sisters,
今天我们在主耶稣里面有了真自由,
we have true freedom in our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们说我们不听这些人的邪这个 邪说歪理,
we don't have to listen or follow these teachings.
但是同时间弟兄姐妹,
but at the same time, brothers and sisters,
我们要自己好好的要扪心自问,
we need to examine ourselves.
我们做什么事情不做什么事情,
whether we do something or not do something,
是不是都是因为我们了解这是神许可的, 然后我们都是以感恩的心在做,
and do we do these things out of thanksgiving, and is it, do we receive these things out of thanksgiving for God?
这个是重点啊,
this is the main point.
这个是我们跟神的关系,
this is the relationship that we have with God.
这是我们跟,
this is the life that God has given us.
你看第四节第五节这样说, 凡神所造的物都是好的, 若感谢着领受, 就没有一样可弃的, 也都因神的道和神的祈求都成为圣洁了。
So in verse 4 and 5, it says, "For everything created by God is good, and nothing is to be rejected if it is received with thanksgiving, for it is made holy by the word of God in prayer."
什么叫做借因神的道和祈求就成为圣洁了?
What does it mean to be made holy by the word of God and prayer?
就是讲到我们在这世上我们做的每一件事情。
This is talking about everything that we do here on earth.
不是只是讲到嫁娶的事情。
Not only talking about marriage,
夫妻之间的关系,
the relationship that we have between husband and wife,
食物的享受,
or food,
或者是我们去不去度假,
or whether we go on vacation or not, or where we go on vacation.
If we go on vacation,
or if we go on vacation,
where do we go on vacation? 我们听什么样的音乐?
What type of music do we listen to?
我穿什么样的衣服?
And the clothes that we wear?
如果我们能够 存着感恩的心,如果我们是因着神的道和我们的祷告,都可以让这些事成为圣洁了。If
these things are received with thanksgiving, it can be made holy by the word of God in prayer.
这里所讲到的神的道,当然,总体来讲就是神的话。Here,
what we're talking about is God's word.
讲到的就是这本圣经。It's
talking about the scripture.
圣经告诉我们为人处事的原则。
It talks about the principles that we need to have.
圣经告诉我们我们对神应有的态度。
It talks about the attitude that we should have towards God.
当我们做事不做事的时候,我们要用神的话来做一个衡量。
And we need to use God's word to make our decision on whether to do something or not.
今天我去祷告会。
Today I go to prayer meeting.
是因为神的灵借着他的话语激励我说,我们要为众圣徒祷告。
I go to prayer meeting because through God's word, by the moving of the Holy Spirit, it tells us that we need to pray for others.
我祷告的时候,我有感恩的心,我有喜乐的心。
And when I pray, I'm praying with thanksgiving and I'm praying with joy.
我做这件事情在神的眼中就是圣洁的。I do this
because it is holy in God's eyes.
但是我如果不愿意去祷告,
but if I don't want to pray,
神的话怎么样子告诉我?
What does God's word say?
为什么你不愿意来到神的面前祷告?
Why do you not want to come before God's prayer?
为什么你不愿意为众圣徒或教会里面有需要的弟兄姐妹摆上祷告的服事和摆上祷告的奉献呢?
Why would you not pray for others before God?
你愿意花时间为弟兄姐妹祷告,这是你的一个牺牲。
The time that you put in to pray for others is a sacrifice that you make.
对神来讲,这是有意义的事情,也是神所喜悦的事情。
And this is something that is pleasing to God.
你不喝可乐,不吃牛排,对神来讲没意义。
There is no purpose to God if you abstain from drinking Coke or eating red meat.
那神的道这个字,所以宽广的范围就是神的话,就是这本圣经。
So we can say that the word of God is the scripture.
但是比较窄义的讲法,在这个教牧书信里面,当他讲到,保罗讲到神的道的时候, 他所讲到特别是讲到主耶稣基督的福音。So,
specifically in these epistles, when it's talking about the word of God, it's talking about the gospel of Jesus.
主耶稣基督的福音就是我们救恩的根基。
So the gospel of Jesus is the foundation of our salvation.
所以实质上讲到的是我们跟神之间的又是什么关系?
So it's really talking about the relationship that we have
with God. 拿着这本书当成一个教条一样的一件一件的去做。
So it's not that we use the scripture as a checklist for us to check off.
是我们与主耶稣基督的关系。
It is the relationship that we have with Jesus.
为什么借着我们跟神之间的关系和祈求这些事就成为圣洁？祈求是什么意思呢?
Well, what does it mean to pray?
祈求是我们跟神之间一直保有双向面的沟通。
And this prayer is this two-way communication that we have with God.
我们跟神借着他的话,借着祷告,跟神有密切的关系。 你知道当我们有这样子亲密关系的时候,我们做什么,我们都能够用感恩的心来做,而且神所赐的任何一件事情,我们都知道这是圣洁的。So
with the reading of God's word and prayer and this communication between God, it builds on our intimate relationship with Jesus so that everything that we do can be made holy.
你知道一个人如果跟神的关系好,
You know, if someone has a good relationship with God,
他的婚姻关系会好,
their marriage would be good.
他的性欲得到满足,
they will be satisfied in their marriage.
Sexually, they can be satisfied.
Sexually, they'll be satisfied.
食物上面也是如此,
same thing with food.
糖好不好吃啊?
Is candy good to eat?
It tastes good. 好吃啊。 但是我如果跟神的关系好，我会不会天天吃糖，顿顿吃糖？
But if I have a good relationship with God, will I eat candy daily for every meal?
不会。
No.
但是该吃的时候就吃。
But when I want to eat it, I'll eat it.
好好的享受。
And enjoy it.
不能吃的时候就不吃。
If I can't eat it, then don't.
但是这是因为我们已经跟神的关系已经非常非常的亲密，我们可以做这样子的一个定夺。
But because we have a good relationship with God, we can make these decisions.
人都是爱吃的,
everybody loves to eat.
我们都有食欲,
we all have appetite.
可是如果我们天天顿顿吃牛排,
but if we eat steak every meal,
天天顿顿吃炸的,
or every we eat fried foods every day,
我们就知道这个我们不是以感恩的心借着神的道借着祷告所得到的这个享受。
So we're not enjoying it because we're not receiving it with thanksgiving.
天天顿顿吃牛排吃炸鸡，这是圣洁的吗？
Is it holy to eat steak and fried foods every day?
不是。
No.
但是不是因为圣经上面有教条告诉我们？
But it's not because the scripture says we're not supposed to eat these.
是因为我们跟神的关系已经偏差了，我们才会这样子滥用我们的欲望。
So it's because there's a problem in our relationship with God that we indulge in these things.
And we will indulge and we will abuse these drives and desires that we have from God. 所以我们结束的时候，弟兄姐妹们，有两点希望我们今天能够注意得到。So
as we conclude, brothers and sisters, there's 2 points that I'd like to for us to remember.
属于神的,
those that belong to God,
就像第四、第五节讲的，都是好的，都是圣洁的。
So it's mentioned in verse 4 and 5, everything is good and everything is made holy.
都是能够借着感谢来领受的，都是圣洁的。
And everything that is received with thanksgiving is made holy.
但是敌对神的,
but those things that are against God,
都是引诱人的,
is what deceives people,
是邪恶的,
is evil,
是鬼魔的,
is of the demons,
是说谎的, 是假冒的,
you know, liars and false,
是没有良心的,
and those without consciences.
这我们要非常清楚地认识到,
and we need to clearly understand that.
我们一方面我们为自己祷告,
well, we need to pray for ourselves,
求神能够感动我们, 让我们能够了解他的心意,
pray that we would understand God's heart,
使得这一切世上所有他赐给我们的, 我们都能够看为好的,圣洁的,并且能够完全的去享受,
so that we can see that everything that is created by God is good and that we can enjoy.
弟兄姐妹们,我们要为,也为教会里面我们所认识的人祷告。
We should also pray for the people in our church,
尤其是那些离开了真道的人,
especially those that have departed from the faith.
他们当初根基没有扎稳,
because they did not have a good foundation.
他们在生命上面没有跟主耶稣基督连结。
They did not have a connection and relationship with God.
多年来你看到他在教会里面，你以为他热心，你以为他已经信主，结果他并没有。
So for many years, he was zealous in serving in the church, but really, he did not have a relationship with God.
我们要为他们祷告。
We need to pray for them.
我们要帮助他们。
We need to help them.
我们希望在神的恩典、他的怜悯当中, 这些人可以再一次的来到神的面前, 确实的了解救恩。
And we hope that they will return to God and clearly understand their salvation.
他们不再是为了宗教或信仰来到教会里面。
And that they don't come to church just because of a belief system or religion.
在他们的心中，在他们的生命里面, 他们可以把他们的生命交托在主耶稣基督这个基石、这个磐石、这个真理上面。
But it is because they will return because they can put their trust on the foundation and upon Jesus.
这是我们属于神的儿女的责任。
This is the responsibility for us as God's children.
愿神祝福他的话。
May God bless His own words.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们感谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
主, 今天借着你自己的话语, 你提醒我们, 在这世上必有人会离弃真道。
And you use your words this morning to remind us that there will be some that will depart from the faith.
主, 在这世上有引诱人的邪灵, 有恶魔的道理。
And there are deceitful spirits and teachings from demons.
也有这些为了个人私人的利益而在那边说谎, 还有违背良心的这些人在引诱着我们。
And there are people that will deceive us and liars that will lead people astray.
求主你保守怜悯我们。
May God, may you watch over us.
主你让我们所追求的是主耶稣基督自己和他的美好。
May we pursue all the good things that come with our relationship with
Jesus.
So let us not focus upon a religion or a belief system or a one person.
You
pray that every one of us can have a close relationship with Lord Jesus.
让我们每一个人都是那肥沃的好的土壤, 接受主耶稣基督的福音来到我们的心中。
May we be all have hearts with good soil so that the seeds are planted in our hearts.
将我们这罪得赦免的生命能够向下扎根, 能够向上结果。
So that the seeds can be deeply rooted and bear fruit.
也让我们学习在这个世上, 我们一切神你所赐的因此我们可以以这感恩的心来完完全全的来接受, 来享受。
May we receive all things and deem them as good that comes from you and receive them with thanksgiving so that we can enjoy these things.
让我们学习主你所赐的一切都是圣洁的。
And may we learn that all things can be made holy.
让我们学习如何用神的话以及我们同主你的谈话的祈求祷告, 我们可以得到完全的释放。
And may we learn that we can be freed by the reading of your word and through prayer.
感谢主, 这样祷告, 奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.